Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard. We've got some of that smoke at ground level, they're saying, from these Canadian wildfires this morning, and temperatures going up into the 80s, as you just heard. Chance for some thunderstorms later. We'll be watching that very closely. Meanwhile, you know, in the midst of all the news, one of the stories we haven't heard much about, anything to do with gun rights. However, just on Monday, a split Supreme Court rejected a pair of gun rights cases. Though one conservative justice predicted the court would soon consider whether assault weapon bans are constitutional. And joining us is attorney Josh Prince, who is a big supporter of the Second Amendment. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Where are you from originally?
Berks County, Pennsylvania.
And in Pennsylvania and around the country, at one point, there was a ban on assault weapons, but that ban expired, and then we've had them in place ever since, and some states are trying to ban AR-15 in particular, and this is what the Supreme Court may ultimately decide. So where do we stand at this point, based on their ruling on Monday?
Sure. So I do think that in the next term or two, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up what they refer to as an assault weapon ban. We saw both Justice Alito and Gorsuch issue a decision dissenting from the denial of certiorari, where basically the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case right now. There were two cases, as you alluded to. One was from Maryland regarding its assault weapon ban. The other was from Rhode Island involving its high-capacity magazine ban. And in both those cases, certiorari was denied. But based on the dissents of Gorsuch and Alito, as well as Justice Clarence Thomas issued his own dissenting opinion, stating that, you know, clearly it seems that weapons such as the AR-15 and such are protected by the Second Amendment. Justice Kavanaugh concurred with the court declining to hear the case right this second, but then went on to say that he believes that these types of bans are likely unconstitutional, and also reaffirmed that he expects the court to take up a case in the next term or two. There's a whole slew of different possible reasons for why the court may have declined to hear the case right now. It only takes four justices to agree to hear a case for the case to be heard by the court. It could be that they don't believe they have enough justices to vote in favor of striking down the ban at the current time. It could be that the case doesn't present them with the exact issue that they want. They could believe that there's some factual issues that haven't yet been developed. So there are a lot of reasons why the court may have declined to hear these cases right now, and yet in the future will take up a case and strike down those types of laws.
How do you equate what the Second Amendment in its original form when there were no such things as AR-15s or bump stocks or any of these things. Where do you push the limit to the ceiling? What in your mind on the in the Second Amendment, how far can it go?
So I think it's really interesting because we lose sight of the fact that when our country was founded, the government owned no arms. The only entities that owned any arms were the people, including cannons. Every type of arm that was known in existence was owned by the people, not the government. And what's more interesting is few people are aware of this, but there was a machine gun around during the First Continental Congress, and the First Continental Congress even considered purchasing it. It's called the Puckle gun. And so to the extent people argue that these types of arms were not around, that isn't necessarily 100% factually accurate. But as we've seen with the First Amendment, it was intended to protect devices that may not have been in existence at the time. For example, you know, just because a computer did not exist back when the founding of our country doesn't mean that under the First Amendment that a computer is not protected. And so the court has already addressed those issues in its prior cases, such as Bruin versus New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, as well as Heller.
We're with Josh Prince, attorney. And Josh, when we have heard a series over time of mass shootings, many of them involved in AR-15, what do you say to people that say it's too much? Why do you need an automatic weapon?
Well, to start with, an AR-15 isn't automatic. It is semi-automatic. Secondarily, if you actually look at all the FBI statistics in that, the AR-15 is used for defensive purposes quite frequently, where law-abiding individuals have a break-in to their home, multiple assailants, and use the AR-15 to protect themselves. It's also used for a lot of sporting purposes, so three-gun matches, things of that nature. The AR-15 is probably the predominant rifle that's used in those types of situations. And while there have been unfortunate, horrific attacks involving the AR-15, as well as other firearms, the other thing that people do not actually look to is the fact that far more offenses and crimes, including killing of people, is done through handguns. And obviously we know that handguns are protected under the Second Amendment. The court ruled as such in DC v. Heller. But there have been and will continue to be people who will contend that people shouldn't have an AR-15 just because of what it looks like. There are firearms that are far more capable than an AR-15 that you don't hear anyone talk about at the current time. And honestly, in certain situations, your 12-gauge shotgun can do far more damage to individuals in a crowded scenario than an AR-15.
What do we do with the untraceable ghost guns? How do we handle that?
So it's interesting that people continually point to the ghost gun issue, even though the fact remains that since our founding, people have manufactured their own firearms. And even before 1968, there was no federal requirement to even serialize any firearms, even if they were manufactured by a firearm manufacturer. And the other aspect that people don't consider is very few crimes, almost less than 1%, are ever determined based on a trace of a serial number and a manufacturer. We have to, unfortunately, be honest with ourselves that in today's world, what we see is law enforcement only becoming involved after a crime has been committed. And, you know, having a serial number or manufacturing marks really doesn't help the law enforcement departments determine, you know, who committed a particular crime. So, you know, in a large part, there are hundreds of thousands of firearms in circulation that don't have serial numbers, don't have manufacturing marks. And it doesn't change the fact that, you know, those guns aren't generally used in crimes.
Well, we'll see if the Supreme Court does consider whether assault weapons bans are constitutional at some point in the future. Josh Prince, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Larry. You have a wonderful day.
You too. The Drive at 5, top stories driving the news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. demand the yellow van. Well, the travel ban is getting a lot of attention, and with the details, CBS's Jared Hill.
This is a long executive order from the Trump administration, but what we're seeing here is the White House saying that these 19 countries don't have sufficient security vetting for issuing passports and other travel documents. Some exceptions will be allowed. The restriction, though, which is set to take effect on Monday, is almost certain to face legal challenges.
We don't want them.
Announcing a new travel ban, President Donald Trump cited last weekend's fiery attack in Boulder, Colorado, as the reason he's blocking people from more than a dozen countries from entering the U.S.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm.
The suspect in that case, an Egyptian national who overstayed his visa, but Egypt is not among the list of 12 countries from which the president has fully banned travel, nor the 7 countries with partial travel restrictions. The move got immediate praise from some congressional Republicans, Ohio Senator Bernie Moreno on Fox News.
Thank you to President Trump for keeping America safe. That's what the election was about.
And criticism from others.
Absolutely abhorrent. Nation was built on different nationalities.
The president's announcement as he kicked off summer at the White House, but no public proclamation about ally Elon Musk's attacks on his massive budget and border bill. Wednesday, Musk wrote on X, "Bankrupting America is not okay. Kill the bill." Adding in another post, "A new spending bill should be drafted." House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's not possible.
We don't have time for a brand new bill.
This, as new analysis from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projects the package would add $2.4 trillion to the deficit and leave an additional 10 million Americans uninsured over the next 10 years.
Meanwhile, President Trump is also ordering an investigation into former President Biden, as well as his aides, examining whether he was actually the one signing bills and other directives. This AutoPen claim challenging Biden's cognitive ability while in office.
CBS is Jared Hill. So, travel ban in place for now. We'll see. So many moving parts to what's going on. But local news, Aaron, this...
booming.
Yeah, this ban on distracted driving, having your cell phone in your hand at any point while you're in your car, unless you're parked in a parking lot, is now illegal.
And I can just envision when I do let friends and family know, I know from the girls, a lot of responses I'm going to get are, I use my phone for GPS, I use this. And what really got me is even at a red light or stop sign, that's major.
And I have a question, and next hour we're going to talk to AAA's Jim Garrity about this, because he's been following this story very closely. Is the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People that have some device that holds their phone up in front of the window, the
right.
Windshield,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, that can't be legal because
right.
it's
blocking
your view. The whole idea of having the windshield is to be able to see and have peripheral vision. If you've got a device where your phone is literally in the windshield or in your field of vision,
right?
That can't be legal.
No, I think the best thing, if it's going to hold the device for you, is those that can connect to the vent right below. And it's like a magnet, you know, that you can stick your phone on, because then at least it's not on your lap, it's not on your hand. But that gets tricky too, because it can kind of be like watching TV.
I have one. What are you saying? I watch TV when I drive?
Maybe.
I have one. It's in the cup holder. So you put it, it fits in the cup holder, then holds your phone there. And then you can attach, if you want to charge your phone while you're doing it, or use Apple CarPlay in my case, and you can use GPS, but the GPS
is on the screen.
Is on your, yeah, your dashboard screen, which in and of itself is distracting, because they're like mini televisions.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I still, obviously this law is going to save a lot of lives. It's going to make the roads safer, but, you know, I think having access to many computers, no matter what, it's challenging.
Well, even to do anything on that dashboard, it's, you know, for the most part, you can do it as touchscreen, right? And if you're changing just the temperature, you're trying to adjust the fan and all the, I mean,
everything
you do is distract. They say you're not even supposed to talk hands-free on the phone because it's distracting you.
And I mean,
if you
want to
get technical.
Right. Imagine if you're on autopilot. It's like maybe you have somewhere to go, and next thing you know, you're like driving home. You're like, what?
So, you know what? We should, at some point, we'll get some time. We'll open the phones and see what people think about this new law. Most everybody listening has already violated it. If not in the last 24 hours, certainly in the last week or two.
So. On accident, you can violate this law, truly.
We'll see. When police officers pull you over, they don't need any other excuse. So if they see you with your phone,
that's it.
They're going to come out. They got you. Morning show, and every Thursday at this time, we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Doc on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Sounds like we're going for a nice stroll with that music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's old school. That's Styx, Come Sail Away. Yeah. I see you have a new hat. Now, you've had your Pirates hat, but this is thematic, tailor-made. I guess that's for the U.S. Open coming up.
Yeah, yeah, so we're looking forward to watching that.
Are you going to have a chance to go? Have you ever gone to a big match like that?
I haven't. You guys have invited me. I chose not to go because of the traffic, but my son's going down this weekend. They have a tent. They're going to have a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, they have a merchandise tent, by the way, near the course, which I guess is all the swag that the U.S. Open sells. A lot of people like to get that logo, Doc, as you've seen on shirts and hats.
Yes, yes, I know. And it's supposed to be the toughest course, you know, in the pros. Oakmont.
Just about any course is tough for me, but that's a whole
for me too.
Another story. Yeah. All right, we've got some questions. This one comes from Nina in Regent Square. My dog barks every time someone walks past the window. How can I train him to stop? Please, thanks for your advice in advance.
Yeah, I know. That's a nightmare. So, I mean, sometimes you have to just block the window. You have to put curtains up or do something. While you're training them, teach them to go to a mat or a dog cot or a place where you tell them, we use a command called place. And when they go there, use lots of praise and rewards. Get everybody in the household to use the same command. And when they learn to place, now you can get them away from that spot where they're going to constantly bark. But occasionally, I know it's hard. You have to start by blocking the window with curtains or frosting or something so that they can't see out, because it's so distracting. It's a tough one.
Is the old adage, you can't teach a dog new tricks, true?
No, you can teach an old dog new tricks, and I've had people that have taught 14-year-old dogs fantastic tricks, and they come in and show me in the office, which really cracks me up.
Because I was thinking, you know, even after all these years, our dog still, it's like a joy for her when someone walks past the house, the same thing. She barks, wants to go out, acts fierce for a second, and, you know, you don't want to scare the neighbors, but she... She's in a, you know, it's a golden retriever, and she doesn't look that menacing, but still, it's a little off-putting.
show when I have a German Shepherd, and so that voice is very, very loud and deep, and it scares everybody in the household because it's sudden. So we've taught him to place. We've had the same issue, and it works very well.
Well, I'm not going to give up. We'll put it that way. All right. Good. From the North Hills, Evan wants to know, Dr. Mike, what are some signs that my cat might be bored or lonely while I'm at work? Is it okay to leave a TV on or a radio for my cat while I'm gone for the day?
Well, the signs of boredom in cats is usually over-grooming, sometimes destructive behavior. Sometimes they're just sleeping a lot. You know, you see things like that. But yes, leaving a TV or music on is a great idea. Maybe put on a nature channel where there's lots of birds. That'll keep them busy. But it's a great idea.
I didn't think of that. That is good. All right, from Fox Chapel, Brittany wants to know, our puppy eats everything off the ground during our walks. How can I stop this behavior safely?
You know, it's a nightmare when they do that. And sometimes you have to put a halter that goes over their nose so when they leave, you can pull them away when they start going towards things. But a basket muzzle works well. But when you go on walks with a puppy, make sure they're brisk walks. Don't let them stop and do that stuff. And then teach them the leave it command. That's another good one. Leave it and reward them, praise them. Most of these puppies are food motivated, and it works very, very well. If my dogs start sniffing something I don't want them to sniff, all I have to do is yell out, leave it, and then they leave it alone, which is great because they've gotten so many rewards in their life, and now it's just praise. You know, good boy, good girl, whatever.
All right. My son-in-law and my youngest daughter have a dog, and they're in training, and the dogs responded very well, although we discovered at a family gathering recently that the dog keeps going to great-grandma. And then we realized by she confessed that she had been secretly and silently feeding the dog under the table, which she got hollered at for, but they know, dogs are so smart. They know the person who's the easy, you know, target.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have the grandkids in the home. So, you know what happens there. They're all around, hovering around the grandkids. These dogs aren't stupid. And when you're trying to get weight off them, they come into the exam room for me. I say, okay, who's in the household that's cheating? Because your dog gained weight this last month. And then somebody fesses up.
Then you get that look like, all right, finally.
Yeah. Pointing towards the other spouse.
What percentage of dogs that you see on a daily basis are overweight?
60 to 65%. That's a nightmare. And we talk about it all the time. I'd be remiss if I didn't, because they did studies and the dogs that most people would say the ideal body weight on a dog is too skinny. And it's just not true. Large breed dogs live 2.1 years longer.
Wow.
And there's nothing in my career that has put 2.1 years on a dog's life. And like keeping them thin. So that's why we dwell on it. The veterinarians dwell on it because it was very, very good advice for your pet.
Yeah, and you have that chart based on the breeds that kind of you can see what the shape of your dog should look like.
Yeah, cats and dogs. And people, when you say your dog is that ideal body weight, they're coming in. I had somebody the other day, true story, on Tuesday, said, Dr. Mike, I've got to get weight on my dog. Look how skinny he is. I said, your dog is ideal. That's the perfect body weight. And they're like looking at me, really? I've never had a dog this thin. I said, this is where you want your dog. This is perfect. So stay here. Don't try to put weight on your dog. And the dog's active. In every other respect, dog was doing great. But it was ideal body. That's what I mean. My dad used to say when I got his dog at ideal body weight, he said I was starving his dog.
And yes, thanks, Dad. I went to a long school and training to figure this out. All right, Doc, we'll have a good weekend, and we'll catch you next Thursday.
All right, sounds good. You too.
Appreciate it. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, you can find him at animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk. Larry, put the phone down. A new law goes into effect in Pennsylvania today called Miller's Law. It bans the use of all handheld electronic devices while driving.
It can't hurt, and what took so long?
Very true. President Trump has announced a travel ban that would impact 19 countries. Citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions.
We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm. We don't want them.
Well, That's I don't know what else to say.
I don't know.
We
either.
Don't want them.
Yeah.
That was what the president said. We don't want them.
Yeah. Most of those countries in the band are located in Asia, Africa, South America, and the Caribbean. The Dollar Bang Three Rivers Arts Festival kicking off today, taking place in the Strip District for 1 year only as construction gets underway on Arts Landing, its future home.
Yeah, they obviously want to get Arts Landing done before the draft next April, which means it'll be done well in advance of moving the Arts Festival there, which traditionally was closer to downtown in the Golden Triangle in previous years. So this is a one-off for the Strip District, but as you pointed out, it looks like over 100,000 people are anticipated to be there over the next 4 days.
Yeah, I'd like to go Sunday. There's a couple of singers I'd like to see. Suzanne Vega and Lisa Loeb are performing.
Suzanne Vega. What yeah. did she, what was her
she,
hit?
She had a couple hits.
I'm Lisa or something?
Yeah, Luca.
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 Luca, Lisa, whatever.
And Tom's Diner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's this weekend in the Strip District. And don't forget Rockin' Regatta. Pittsburgh Brewing tomorrow and Sunday, and our own Michael Bartley is going to be broadcasting there live. In the Jagoffs, and that's as Marty would say, that's in the dictionary. Sounds like a new band, Michael Bartley and the Jagoffs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.